Uber One member Tracy Morgan here. Yesterday, my friend asked me, why'd you join Uber One? So I said, for 10% off my snacks and $0 delivery fee, join Uber One.
Order minimums apply. Percentage off discounts only available for participating stores. See uber.com/Uber One for details.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
In this episode, I am speaking with Twyla Teitzel, owner of Plant-Based Twy. Twyla was a participant in the Get Set Up Startup Accelerator program for 55+. Even more importantly, Twyla was one of the winners who received a $2,500 prize to assist her getting her business launched. I want you to hear about her journey. Cue the music.
Welcome to the Repurpose Your Career podcast, brought to you by Career Pivot. This podcast is where those of us in the second half of life come together to discuss how to repurpose our careers for the 21st century. Come listen to career experts give you proven strategies. Listen to people like you tell their stories on how they repurpose their careers. And finally, get your questions answered. Your host, Mark Miller, has made 6 career pivots over the last 30 years. He understands this is not about jumping out of the frying pan into a fire, but rather to create a plan where you make clear, actionable steps or pivots to a better future career. Are you ready to repurpose your career?
Welcome to episode 284 of the Repurpose Your Career podcast. My name is Mark Miller, and I'll be your host every Monday for discussion on what it's like to repurpose your career. In this episode, I'm speaking with Twyla Teitzel, owner of Plant-Based Twy. Twyla was a participant in the Get Set Up Startup Accelerator program for 55+. Even more importantly, Twyla was one of the winners who received a $2,500 prize to assist her getting her business launched. I want you to hear about her journey. The Get Set Up page that announced the winners said the following about Twyla. Twyla Teitzel, owner of Plant-Based Twy in suburban Sacramento, is a whole food plant-based diet influencer. Her goals are to update her website, get 1,000 followers on social media, get 4 sponsors, and start a podcast. I will let you learn more about Twyla from her directly at the beginning of the episode. Now, rather than a word from our sponsor, Career Pivot, I have an announcement and an ask for you. I'm currently running my annual survey, and I would be honored if you take a moment to take this short survey about Career Pivot and this podcast. You can find a link in the show notes at careerpivot.com/episode-284 or in the description in the podcast app you're using. I've been blown away at the response to the survey, but I'm not closing the survey until the U.S. Labor Day, which is September 5th of 2022. Please take a moment to take the survey. Now, on to my discussion with Twyla Teitzel. Welcome to the Repurpose Your Career podcast. I have the real joy of having Twyla Teitzel on the podcast. She is going to be a plant-based influencer. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
Twyla, what did you do in the first half of life?
In the first half of my life, I enjoyed being a full-time mom. That kept me really busy. I also planned events, seminars, workshops, and I also worked in different areas of community outreach and nonprofit.
You have just gone through the Get Set Up Entrepreneurial Incubator. And what are you going to be doing now?
Now, I'm really excited about the journey that I'm on. Now, I'm turning my hobby into a profession. So I've always enjoyed a vegan lifestyle. Now I'm transferring over, transitioning over to a plant-based lifestyle. And I've really noticed a difference in my health and my energy, and I want to influence other people to join me on this journey so they can also live a healthy, vibrant, active life, especially in their later years.
So what's the name of your business?
My business name is really straightforward. It's just called Plant-Based Twy, T-W-Y, that's short for Twyla. And that's the name of my business. That's my website, my TikTok, and that's where people can find me.
Tell me about what you're doing.
What I'm doing is really fun. What I've done prior to the last 2 years, because everyone knows kind of about the shutdown, I was teaching a class at Sac State University. That's a local university here in the Sacramento area where I live. And I was teaching a plant-based lifestyle class. That was very, very popular. And I'm hoping to continue that now. Going back and teaching in person. I really enjoy the in-person teaching, teaching people about a plant-based lifestyle, not just from the scientific aspect, and I did present all that data and all that information, but also from a practical aspect, like how does a regular person like you, like me, how do they incorporate a plant-based lifestyle and enjoy it? And, you know, we probably I don't know about you, but growing up on McDonald's or something like that was what we did in our teenage years. And now I'm trying to realize, okay, there's a healthier way to do this, and we can notice the benefits of a plant-based lifestyle. So I plan to continue those classes. I also started a TikTok channel, which has been really fun. I really enjoy getting the message out there in 1 to 3 minutes, presenting recipes, presenting different facts during the day, during the week. And I've enjoyed that. Also doing some podcasts, not just your podcast, but other health podcasts that I've been on. So I'm just having a great time with it.
What's the business model? Where are you going to make your money?
I'm going to make my money by promoting brands, services, and products that promote a healthy plant-based lifestyle. So any product that I would use, that I would let my family use, is what I want to portray or to represent to people.
And how are you doing that?
Well, I am. They're finding me, Mark, which is really exciting. I haven't had to go out and search for anyone yet. They say, oh, well, could you promote this or could you promote that? And so luckily, even though I've just started in a month or so, I've had 2 companies contact me and ask me to promote their products. It's good because I use them anyway. And now I'm just getting paid for it. So that's really nice.
What products are you promoting right now?
So right now I'm promoting a local bean store. It's an organic heirloom bean store called Chili Smith. You can buy the products in person, or they also have an online website where you can purchase the products. And of course, if you use my name, Twyla or Plant-Based Twy, they'll give you a discount. Also California Balsamics, because I don't use any oil in my cooking. They have a wide variety of different vinegars that are all what they call SOS, sugar, oil, and salt-free, and so many different flavors. And you can take basic foods like potatoes, rice, and turn it into something different just by adding a different kind of vinegar. They've got Hawaiian, hickory smoke, all those different kinds.
So I know with the bean store, you were doing some videos for their YouTube channel. What about for the balsamic folks?
They just contacted me. Must have been a couple of weeks ago they just contacted me. So I haven't done any videos directly for them, but I've incorporated those in the Chili Smith YouTube videos also. So you can see I made this salad. I made this up. Okay, tell me if you get this, Mark. Let's see how creative you feel today. I made up this salad and I called it Pirates of the Carrot Bean. Get it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. Anyway, so what do you think it has in it? Carrots and beans. And some California balsamic Hawaiian pineapple vinegar.
So you're at the beginning of this journey.
I'm at the bean getting, yes. You want to throw a bean in there again? Okay, I'll keep doing it. Yeah.
Okay, so you're at the beginning of this journey. You were in the Get Set Up incubator program and you were one of the winners. So tell us about that experience.
Well, Mark, it was amazing. I felt like I was on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride when I even first was asked to apply for it. just by what the person who invited me, I thought for sure there was no way they would ever choose me since they had 500 applicants from all over the world. Then they did choose me. They chose 10 from the United States and 10 from India. We went through an intense 12-week program where we took classes, we had homework, we submitted, you know, the homework, whether it be a podcast or a website or whatever we had to do, whatever the project was. And then at the end, the last week of the program, we were asked to give a 10-minute presentation. It was to the former CEO of Etsy and a CEO of LinkedIn and a couple of others, the founders of Get Set Up. So I did it. It was a lot of fun. Got a lot of positive responses from it, but that was all. I thought, okay, but I know who the winners were, obviously, and I knew it wasn't me. And then a week and a half later, guess what? It was me. So I've been really excited about that. I couldn't believe it. It was amazing.
And they actually gave you some money, right?
Yes, they did give me money. Yes, they gave me money to do some of the things that I wanted to do, like some technical issues. I'm not very techno savvy, as you know, having talked to me prior to this meeting. I'm not very techno savvy. So they gave me things to, you know, buy a microphone or to buy a headset or one of those light things for when I'm doing the videos. You know, that's got the ring lights, things like that. And also any other classes that I might want to take. There's some other classes on TikTok marketing that I want to take. And so I can use the money as long as it goes towards my business.
What did you get the most out of taking all these classes and going through the incubator? What did you get out of this?
I think the biggest thing that was even more important than the money or the technical help was just the fact that I gained some confidence. And that was huge. You cannot pay for that. You know, I guess there's class on, oh, build your confidence. But until you're actually in that incubator, getting feedback from these professionals saying, oh, yeah, you can do this. Oh, yeah, this is great. You can do that. And I'm thinking, do they really know me? I don't think I can do that. But sure enough, the other members in the incubator class were excited. And that went out to the other members, all the learners of Get Set Up. And they wanted to hear more. And it just kind of snowballed. And so I think the confidence that just, yes, I could do it when I was trying something totally new. I know how to plan an event. I know how to, you know, I just knew those things. But this is something totally different. We didn't have TikTok when I was growing up doing marketing. You know, it was the old-fashioned way. We didn't do press releases the same way now that they're being done, that they were being done, you know, 30 years ago. So it was all new. And I just think the confidence that I gained, that even if those who didn't win, still the confidence of being able to do something new that we're not used to.
I've had a number of people on the podcast in the past talk about the fact that in order to do something new, we often feel we have to wait until we're ready. And the fact is, going into something like the incubator, you realize you're not ready, but you're going to get started. And then you see all these other people who have the same anxieties as you do, and you go, well, and they start doing it, so why can't I?
And I think that's such a good point, Mark. I listened to the podcast you had, number 283 with Michael Clinton, and I loved what he said at the end, and you pointed that out too. You need to blow something up about yourself. And I thought, okay, yeah, that's basically what I did in a lot of different areas. And I think that, you know, listening to both of your stories, yours and Mr. Clinton's, it builds confidence right there, saying, well, look what I don't have any interest in cycling or becoming a marathoner or a pilot, as the two of you do. But there were other things that they, you know, Get Set Up helping with, like, yeah, you can try this. Go ahead and try that. Or try this or try that. Try Canva. Try dancing on stage with the Rolling Stones. Try this, try that. And all those are real confidence builders. So I'm excited, and I feel like I can take this plant-based business to the next level.
Yeah, there's no question. And when this is the second time we're recording this podcast episode. And The reality is, the more practice you get, the better you will be. And you will be your own worst critic.
That's true. Get Set Up has me making a series of videos for them on a variety of subjects. And I can't even watch them. I send them to them and they're like, oh, you're fabulous. You're a natural. This is perfect. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I should have put my hair back, or I shouldn't have flicked my hair, or, you know, all those different things. But they think it's natural and relatable. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll keep going then.
Yeah. One of the things to learn is when they say you're wonderful is to listen to it and don't deflect it.
That's true. And I think all those things that get set up in that incubator program and then different things following having won the, you know, contest, that's exactly right. That's exactly what they're driving home, is that, yes, you can do this. And not just for me, but for all the learners, everyone over the age of 60 or whatever age, go ahead and give it a try. Michael was talking about some 80-year-old who was selling jewelry, you know, and wanted to do that. And even at the age of 80, he was looking at different marketing ways. And all. I thought, yeah, that's great. Keep learning. That's one of the things that I read on his website, is that don't stop learning. Don't get too comfortable. Don't just sit back and say, oh, good, it's, you know, margarita time with, you know, binging on Netflix. Don't get too comfortable. You want to keep going. And that's been really helpful.
Because I'm also going to have Adele Fields on the podcast.
Oh, right. Okay. From the Flashback Garage. Yes.
From Flashback Garage. She's a member of my online community, but she went through it and she was one of the runner up. And she asked me, well, I'm not successful yet. And I said, I don't care about the success. I want to hear about the journey.
I think that's perfect, Mark. That's great advice, not just for those in Get Set Up, but for everyone. Stick with the journey. And as you were saying, and you know, which you've mentioned in your previous podcast too, if you find yourself on one journey and then it's like, that's not really what I thought it was going to be, and take off on that journey, at least you're starting, at least you're progressing, you're doing something, you know. So I think that's really important.
2 years ago, could you have imagined yourself shooting videos?
No, not at all. No, I can't imagine. I couldn't imagine myself doing 90% of the things I'm doing now. I never would have guessed that. I also taught yoga for 22 years and I knew that. And that was, well, easy for me and stable just because I knew it. And just to think that at my age now, 66, I can be starting this whole new, find this new creative outlet and also get paid for it. It's like, wow, where am I? Did I land on Fantasy Island? You know, the plane, boss, the plane. That's how I feel.
So where do you want to take this?
I just want to keep going. I want to be able to help and influence and inspire other older people just to embrace a healthy lifestyle. Because as much as I agree and follow Dave Ramsey and all the different things he says about saving your money and don't go into debt, et cetera, which I've followed, if you don't have your health, all that money isn't really going to do you any good. And so you won't be able to get on the floor and off the floor with your five-year-old rambunctious tsunami of a grandson, or you won't be able to travel, you know, to Peru or whatever you want to do. It doesn't have to be something I want to do. It's not, you know, everybody has different goals, but at the same time, to continue that journey, you want to be healthy. And so that's just what I want to promote, whether it's starting with an exercise or eating more fruits and vegetables, drinking a green smoothie, just getting outside every day, you know, just start, just take that first step on that journey.
I'm working on a blog post right now on, if you manage your health properly, you will reduce the impacts of ageism. So just like I saw you on the video, and we'll post it in the show notes, of you dancing on stage with the Rolling Stone tribute band, that dispels a lot of ageist attitudes towards people like ourselves.
And that's exactly, I think that's probably even more of a foundational goal than the plant-based, is dispelling those ageism things, which you know, I loved your white paper that you wrote on that. It's still the acceptable-ism, you know, is ageism. And that was such a fantastic paper. And to even Forbes had an article recently that marketers are really missing the mark on not, I don't want to say catering to or, you know, finding that niche as far as older people. But we do have the time and we do have the money, and or some of us, you know, not a lot of money, but even even on healthy things that will help the person continue to enjoy or start a healthy lifestyle. Let's face it, we all did things younger years. I probably had too many Diet Dr. Peppers and, you know, whatever that didn't help. But it's never too late. It's never too late to start again. It's never too late to get on the health wagon, or it's never too late to start an exercise program. What are you going to do anyway? Or like you and Michael talked about, go back to school, go, you know, learn Spanish or do something, but don't lose that love of learning.
Yeah. I think it's a combination of keeping our minds limber. Mm-hmm. It is a combination of keeping our bodies limber. I know where I live here in Mexico, it's so much easier for me to eat healthy. Fruits and vegetables, everything I buy is available, and most of it's grown locally or grown within 100 miles. Easier to be healthy, and by being healthy, you have more energy. You can go dancing with the Rolling Stones tribute band.
You can do the splits on stage with the Rolling Stones. Yeah, I was so grateful that when I stood up, I didn't rip my pants out. And so that was like, whew. I didn't really plan to do that, but it just kind of fell into it. You know, he was dancing and moving. I thought, well, I'm going to show these 1,300 people in the audience that 66-year-old can still do the splits and get up on her own without WD-40. So, yeah, that was
well,
fun.
I can't do that, but that's
never. But you do other things, and that's it. The splits, doing the splits on stage, that's just a metaphor, Mark. It's just use that as a metaphor. Don't say, oh, well, I can never do that. I have no interest in parachuting or bungee jumping, but one of your listeners might. So do it.
If you had one piece of advice, or maybe two, for someone who wants to embark on this new journey, what would that advice be?
I would say, don't let yourself stop you. You are the one who's stopping yourself. No one else is. And if you can get out of your head so much, whether it be fear or whether it be lack of confidence, pretend you're promoting someone else. That's what I do. And it's like, okay, if I was, and sometimes that helps because that's what we're used to doing. We're a cheerleader for our spouse, or we're a cheerleader for our kids, or we're a cheerleader for the football team, going way back into my life. But cheerlead for yourself, and just you talk to yourself the way you talk to your friend. If Mark, you came to me and said, oh, I really want to try plant-based, I'd say, do it. But if you're talking yourself out of it, then you're not going to do it. So talk to yourself like you would a friend. You wouldn't tell your friend, oh, you could never do that. What's the point? You'll never be able to dance on stage. You'll never be able to do that. You would be so excited to hear your friends say, yeah, try this, try that. Do that to yourself.
That is great advice. In fact, I've heard that advice from others.
I probably stole it from some. Was it Walt Whitman who said there's no such thing as an original thought? So I may have heard it, you know, throughout the years, maybe, yeah, from Jim Rohn or Brian Tracy or someone. I don't know, but I can just remember that. It's like, talk to yourself like you talk to your friend or your child or somebody like
that. Yeah, we will talk to ourselves far worse than we will talk to anybody else. Twyla, if someone wanted to reach out and contact you and wanted you to sponsor their brand, where might they go?
Well, they can come over to my house, knock on the door. But if that's not convenient, you might want to contact me either through my website. That's plant-based Twy. P-L-A-N-T, B like boy, A-S-E-D like dog, Twy, T-W-Y, plantbasedtwy.com. You can also email me, plantbasedtwy@gmail.com. Those are probably the two easiest ways. to contact me. I would love to hear from you, even if you don't want to sponsor me, if you just want some advice, like what kind of alternative milk do you think is best? Or what do you do for an egg substitute? Or, you know, it's hard for me to give up cheese. What can I do instead? Just ask me that question. I always answer all my emails and I would love to hear from you.
And we will put the link to her website and her email address in the show notes. Thank you, Twyla, for being on the Repurpose Your Career podcast.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed hearing about Twyla's journey. She is doing something that she could not have imagined just a couple of years ago. Also, make sure and take this year's Career Pivot and Repurpose Your Career podcast survey. I'll be keeping the survey open until Labor Day of 2022. Take a moment, go to careerpivot.com, sign up for the weekly Career Pivot Insights newsletter, which is sent out every Sunday. You will get a weekly update on this podcast, white papers, and new blog posts. I just published my latest white paper, Ageism, the Last Acceptable Bias. If you are subscribed to the newsletter, you have already had the opportunity to download it. While there, do not forget to check out the Career Pivot community, which can be found at careerpivot.com/community. Feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. Look for Career Pivot on Facebook and LinkedIn. You'll also find me on Twitter at Career Pivot. Thank you for listening all the way to the end of the Repurpose Your Career podcast. You will find all the show notes at careerpivot.com/episode-284. You can also subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Podbeam, Overcast, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and lots of other places where podcasts can be found. In fact, this podcast can be found on the Repurpose Your Career podcast channel on YouTube. Hope to see you next Monday for another episode of Repurpose Your Career podcast.
JBL knows music and sound are the ways you express yourself and connect with the world. For the past 75 years, they've dared you to vibe your way with a wide and colorful range of JBL products. From true wireless headphones for catching your favorite podcast on the go, to a pulsing party box to crank at your next house party, JBL wants you to listen on your terms, living in the moment, your moment. Dare to listen at JBL.com.
Uber One member Tracy Morgan here. Yesterday, my friend asked me, why'd you join Uber One? So I said, for 10% off my snacks and $0 delivery fee, join Uber One.
Order minimums apply. Percentage off discounts only available for participating stores. See uber.com/Uber One for details.